Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First, San Francisco ordered city employees to get vaccinated or risk being fired. Now, the city of Pasadena has joined in with a vaccine mandate, so we will go in depth. Stephen Marmel is a city manager of the city of Pasadena. It was his call to issue a COVID vaccine mandate for city workers. Thanks for being with us. What brought that about? Why did you decide to do that?
Yes, thanks for having me on. What we've seen, the reporting from our public health department, is that the Delta variant is really dramatically on the rise. Over the past weekend, I got reports of a number of city employees coming down with COVID, and we really are back to where we were, say, last October before the winter surge, and we don't want to have a repeat of that. I want to protect all of our city employees. I want to protect the public that has to come in contact with those employees.
When does it actually go into effect? Is it once there's full FDA approval? Because that could be quite some time.
My understanding is it may take one or two more months for full FDA approval of the vaccines. Certainly, that is one timeline we could go with. But working with our city attorney's office and our human resources department, we're exploring whether we may be able to implement earlier. This is an evolving set of regulations, and obviously the problem is now, so I would like to implement earlier, but there's certain challenges associated with doing it before full FDA approval of vaccines.
Have you looked at San Francisco as an example, and if so, does it kind of pave the way?
Yes, I think San Francisco's policy is a very nice model, and we did take a look at that. We're also buoyed by what we see the UC system and the Cal State system do.
How many employees, because it's a self-report now, right, have said they're vaccinated, and then what happens to those who say, you know what, I still don't want to get the shot? What happens to them?
Sure. We have approximately 2,000 employees. About 1,100 have indicated that they've been vaccinated. So using that number, that's a little bit better than 50%. I suspect the total number is better than that, and just not everyone has turned in the forms. And obviously, the goal here is to get everybody vaccinated. There will be some employees that have underlying medical conditions, and they will have an exemption. We will also need to provide a religious exemption, not looking to be punitive, but ultimately, there will be some things that unvaccinated employees will need to do. Certainly, they'll need to wear face coverings and probably submit to some frequency of ongoing testing.
If
beyond
not,
that, we have to explore.
I was going to say, if they're not, if they decide not to get vaccinated, but they don't have a medical or a valid religious excuse, would you fire them?
You know what? Again, ultimately, I would hope that everyone would elect to get the vaccine. Ultimately, what sanctions can be levied on an employee will probably put us into the realm of collective bargaining with our various labor groups. So we're looking at that. We expect to be having consultations with our labor partners. But again, at a minimum, masking and testing.
You think for some people, just the once or twice a week, you know, brain scratcher test would be enough to get them to get that shot? Because you don't want to do that every week unless you absolutely have to, right? That was not fun for any of us.
I'm hopeful that people would recognize that it's just easier to get one or maybe two simple little shots in the arm than to go through that ordeal.
Are you surprised Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, hasn't made a similar move now that you guys have and San Francisco has?
I'm surprised that more employers in general haven't done it. I'm hopeful that as you see more agencies such as the city and the college systems step up, it will create its own little gravity, and you'll see more employers move in this direction. You may recall early in when the vaccines were rolling out, they were talking about making it more of a requirement for employers, and that that would be the path to getting far more people vaccinated. I'm hopeful that that can still be the case. COVID is not going away. The only way to effectively deal with it is through the vaccinations.
Stephen Mermel, City Manager, City of Pasadena. Stephen, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.